Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show, our weekly visit with Ranger head coach Eric Ezar. And, Coach, let's talk about last week's 42-6 win over the Cleveland Indians. You know, when you look at the score, obviously that was a big-time win. You guys were able to pull away. But there early on, it was kind of hit or miss. It was kind of touch and go, Les.
Yeah, it was a little close. You know, we kind of started off, really slow, but you know, offensively, we started off, scored the first drive, and then we threw two picks, which kind of slowed us down a little bit. Their coach had gotten, I think, resigned on Monday. Their offensive coordinator had resigned, and their head coach resigned on Tuesday. So they were kind of showing some different stuff than we had seen defensively. And we were stopping them defensively, but they were controlling the ball, you know. And so I think, you know, even in the second half, they came out and controlled the ball for like 6-7 minutes. So you're just kind of sitting over there cold and not being able to get the ball. And kind of took us a while to kind of get going, but we finally did.
Well, as you said, you guys did finally do that. And I think that's a real testament to your guys, because it's not the first time where y'all started out a little slow in that first half and you've been able to turn it on later.
Well, you know, and I guess we're just slow starters now. I guess if it happens once, it happens, and twice, and then three times is a trend. So yeah. we have started slow. There's times the week before we actually started fast. So, you know, we're kind of in between. So we're gonna have to start fast this next week. So against A&M Consolidated. So today we're gonna start fast. It'll be interesting to see. But our kids have always been able to bounce back, so we're proud of that.
Well, looking at the game that EJ had, as you mentioned, a couple of picks early on, but he really was able to turn around and had a nice game. Was 10 of 14, 184 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I was kind of teasing him after the game, and that he was 10 of 14, and the four, two of them were picks. So,
yeah.
he really was. I guess I was teasing him. He was 12 for 14, but we don't like it when it goes to the other team.
So, right. Exactly.
You know, it's some things we've got to get better is on screens. Is if it's not there, he tries to make some things happen instead of just throw it in the ground if it's not there. And that's the second or third time we've done that this year. So we're trying to get better at that, clean that up a little bit. And the other one was just a fact where he just kind of misread one where he had a guy open in the flat and he tried to force one in and overthrew the kid. So that happens.
Well, stop me if you heard this before, but Keith Ron Lee, another big game on the ground and through the air. And I think he's a secret weapon that every team would love to have. Luckily, he's with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, any guy who has 17 touchdowns on the year, you know, and we try to, and we get nervous every week that, you know, you try to build a game plan for him, and then you think, well, what if they take him away, you know? But, you know, you've got to, when you have a guy like that, you've got a plan to get the ball in his hands. And so we've tried to find different ways from the backfield, you know, throwing to him any way we can get the ball in his hands.
One thing that Andre and I have noticed throughout the season, when James Ayers runs the ball, it's almost like every single time he has that capability to break one through, and you just know it's going to happen eventually. It happened quite a bit Friday night, but it seems like he just consistently has that hard running mentality.
Well, you know, and we talked to him earlier in the year, and you know, when he first started, you know, I would get kind of irritated with him because, you know, I always call it that little league mentality where you think you can, you know, you go into the hole and then you can turn around and run for, you know, go backwards and run, you know, 60 yards. You know, little league, you can do that.
Right.
And, you know, we really talked and worked hard about, you know, just putting your head down, go get 3.5. You know, get 3.5 every time, I'm happy. And if you go try to get 3.5, you'll bust through, and then before you know it, it'll be 40. And he's really taken that to heart, and he's gotten better every game. And so now he's putting his head down, getting in the right place, and then he's breaking a tackle, and then boom, there, you know, he kind of spurts out, and there he goes for a long run. So he's done a great job of taking coaching, and I'm really going to miss James. He's a great kid. He's a smart kid, and you know, he'll come and bounce ideas off me. Coach, what do you think about this? And so him being a senior, it's kind of, you know, as you're getting toward the end of the year, hopefully we'll make the playoffs, but you know, you get kind of sad because some of these seniors you really grow attached to, and he's one of them.
Right. You mentioned the defensively, you guys had kind of prepared, and they'd shown you some different things. They did. Robertson, their quarterback, looked like he had some pretty good athleticism about him, but you guys were able to create a lot of turnovers, and I know that's always big.
Oh, it really is. You know, and the quarterback that played was actually the backup quarterback.
Oh, really?
And so he is their safety, probably their best football player, and big, tall, good athletic kid, you know, and you know, they just tried to, you know, put him and many, you know, try to get in the ball and try to have him run where he could, and But we were able to play a good defense, just kind of bend, not break. You know, they were getting first downs, but they really weren't getting any long runs.
Yeah.
So I think they only had 135 yards offense. But we were able to get some turnovers, and that's – whenever you get turnovers, I think just our kids' momentum gets going, and when they're – you know, when the mode starts changing, that's when we kind of score in spurts.
Right. Coach, the win against Cleveland is behind you now. This week, it's A&M Consolidated. How much have you talked to the guys about kind of playing a David to A&M's Goliath?
Well, what we talked about is, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, our kids know, everybody knows. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the state. And, you know, our whole thing is that, you know, we've got to take it one quarter at a time. We got to be in the game in the first quarter, got to be in the game in the second quarter, be in the game in the third quarter. And we feel like if we can be in the game by the fourth quarter, I think our kids' momentum will really start popping up. We've been a fourth quarter team. We've had some comebacks. So, you know, we want to be in the game when we get to the fourth quarter. We know we can't start slow, because if you do start slow against these guys, these are heavyweights, and they'll knock you out if you're not careful. So, you know, we've just been talking about it, and I've been real honest with the kids. I said, you know, if we played them 20 times, they're probably going to beat us 19, but there's that one time we can beat them. And we talked about after the Cleveland game is that, you know, you're going to watch college football on Saturday, and so there's going to be a big upset where nobody thinks that, you know, somebody's going to win, and they're going to win. And then, you know, you see Kansas State go out and beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, you know, every weekend it happens, so why not us?
Yeah. The Tigers ranked fourth in the state. They're 8-0 on the gear. And as you mentioned, they can at times. You can see where other teams have gotten to them a little bit. Lake Creek scoring 20-plus points on them last week. But that being said, when you look up and down, especially on offense, that's really where it seems like they've got a lot of their talent at.
Well, you know, I think it's one of those things where they're going to score their points. And if we're going to beat these guys, it's going to be kind of like a Montgomery game where we're going to have to score. We're going to have to be pretty much perfect on offense, and we're not going to be able to have any turnovers, and we're going to have to move the ball and control the clock. And I think that's going to be the big thing. It's kind of like what Cleveland did to us last week. You know, we're going to have to score, though, but we're going to have the drives that eat up clock, that we're getting 3 or 4 yards a pop, and kind of frustrate their offense by not being on the field.
Brian Darby, Nate Floyd, Devin Price, some D1 guys in there at wide receiver. So their quarterback, Gage Paul, leads the league in passing. But, I mean, really all he's had to do so far is just throw it up, and he's got guys that can come down and catch it.
Well, I mean, but he's a good quarterback in his own right. You know, we're excited to just have a chance to compete again. You know, if you want to have a great program and a great tradition, you got to beat the best. And right now, A&M Consolidated is the best in the area, best probably in the state. And so if we want to get where we're, you know, where we want to go, we've got to be able to take on those type of people. So it'd be a great experience for all our kids. You know, I told the kids is that, you know, when we first started this, I said, you know, I tell you what, if we make the playoffs, it's going to be like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, and they make movies about seasons like this. And I told them, I said, you know, it's the same thing. I said, you go out and you beat A&M Consolidated, it will be a movie. You'll have everybody in the state talking about you. So, you know, I think our kids will be up to the task. We still got a lot of young kids, and so neither here nor there, but they're going to get a lot of experience against a really good football team.
Kerry Brooks is a guy folks in Bryan ISD pretty familiar with, played quarterback for Bryan the last couple of years. He's now at Consol, plays both ways for them, at linebacker and running back, probably one of their better athletes they've got on their team.
Oh, definitely. You know, they have a lot of kids like that, I mean, that are very talented, that are D1 type kids. And, you know, of course, Kerry's very much like that, kid that plays both ways. And you know, he can play quarterback, too. So, you know, he scares you a lot. But, I mean, they have a lot of kids like that, too. So,
right.
I mean, really can't worry about one kid in particular. We're just looking at trying to, you know, beat them as a whole and really just worry about ourselves, because if we don't take care of business, you know, on our side of the ball, on offense and defense, then, you know, we won't be in the game. So we've got to be sure that we control the ball on offense, play good defense, and that's really the things we've got to worry about.
Well, we've talked about how big of a game this is in district, but, I mean, it's a big game just in town, and that it's more or less a crosstown showdown you guys have going on. So that seems like it just kind of adds more to it.
Well, I definitely think so. You know, a lot of our kids know a lot of the A&M Consolidated kids, and you know, we got to see them in 7-on-7 a little bit on the other fields, and they were able to, you know, to win the state in 7-on-7, and they kind of have the big high-profile guys that are the D1 guys, and you know, our guys are hungry and they want to be those guys. I mean, you know, they want to, you know, have a chance to replace those guys as far as being the D1 guys, and so we've got a lot of young kids who, you know, kind of want to have a little bit of a challenge to show kind of what they can do too. And I told them, I said, you know, you're going to have a lot of people watching this game, and you know, there's going to be a lot of D1 scouts, and if you want to play D1 football, this is where you kind of show yourself. So, you know, this will give us, we're playing a great team, and if you do great against a great team, people take notice.
Should be a great game tonight. A lot riding on the line as the Rudder Rangers pay a visit to the Adem Consolidated Tigers tonight. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Andre and I will get you started with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on KAGC 97.3 FM.